Welcome to today's episode where I'm going to share 5 simple strategies to help you overcome stress and live a happier life. I'm your host, Elizabeth Kasuja. If you are new here, welcome to my little corner of the internet. And if you've been here before, like I've mentioned, you guys are my favorite people in the whole world. Welcome back. It's always amazing to have you. A special shout out to the awesome people from Uganda, United States, Congo, Kenya, UK. That's where my top 5 listenership is coming from. And a special shout out to you, Martha. Thank you for being a true fan and always sharing my podcast with as many people as you can and always giving feedback. I appreciate you. Thank you. So, to dive into our strategies to help you overcome stress, we have 106 days until we hit the new year 2021. Yay! That's not to put you under any form of pressure, but just to put it into perspective, a lot can happen in 100 days. So anyways, a little backstory. I am what you'd call a very busy person. I say that in quotes because I'm not always productive, but I can be extremely busy. And a few years ago, I was diagnosed with depression, which is a story for another day, but it came about as a result of overwhelming stress experienced over a short period of time and then ignored over a long period of time. You get it? Like, I had a sudden stressor that found me at a point where I had already been stressed with my life, and then despite that sudden stressor, I had this at the back of my mind that, you know, I'm a strong woman, I've got this, I can handle it. So I ignored it and it kept piling, and eventually I got a breakdown. Like I said, that's a full story for another day. But on that journey, I tried to slow down. I think I tried. Kinda. Sort of. Yeah, I did. I don't know, but in my mind, I did try to slow down. But I was still so, so busy. You know, I had places to be. I had things to do. I had people to connect with. I had my social life. I had to hang out with my friends. I had to be taking care of myself and other people. I had to make time to do things that society considers important. Basically, nothing had changed. Like, much as I had managed to deal with the stressor, I was just adding one more stress, in the sense that now I had a stronger urgency to life because I felt like anything could happen at any point. And at this point, my challenge became figuring out how to reduce my stress and still get my work done right without neglecting my loved ones and myself, and still having the strongest sense of happiness that I could attain. Basically, I needed to figure out what I could start doing right away to nurture my mental health and overall wellness in a way that was realistic for me. According to the National Institute of Mental Illness, daily stress is one of the top most primary causes of major mental and physical health problems in our lives. Daily stress. And everyone I know has some level of daily stress. Some people handle it better than others, and then some others just don't know how to deal with it because it's not something that our society has fronted as important. We don't really learn how to handle negative stress. You know, there is positive stress that pushes you forward in life, and some necessary stress that we all need, that stress that is quoted, you know, gold is refined by fire, steel, iron sharpens iron, that sort of thing. There is that no more stress that helps you become a better person and helps you build yourself into a better version of yourself. And then there is negative stress where the load simply gets too heavy and now it's crushing you. You are at a point where you are no longer strong enough to hold the load of stress. The next thing that's going to happen is it's going to crush you. So that negative daily stress is what the National Institute of Mental Illness was referring to. And that kind of stress can cause heart disease, it can cause anxiety, it can bring you insomnia, autoimmune disorders, weight problems, unhappiness, and even deep depression. In my case, it brought the depression on really, really hard. Basically, at that point, I really needed help urgently. Strategies that really worked and strategies I could implement without thinking too hard about it, but they were bringing on their benefits, and that's what I want to share today. First and foremost, my eureka moment, my aha moment. I had a conversation with my nephew that literally changed my life. He's a curious little boy and he soaks up information like a sponge and then puts his own twist or understanding to it and then shares it with you again just to see if he had really interpreted it. And our conversation went something like this: Auntie Liz, what are you being? I'd been looking at my phone. I think I was checking Facebook or Twitter. I don't know what I was doing on my phone. Mindless scrolling, basically. And I looked up. I'm like, what? And he says, what are you being? I was so confused. I figured maybe, you know, you're old enough to know this level of English, but you know, I'm not going to point it out, I'll correct you later. So I just said, I was checking my Facebook or something along those lines. And then he laughed. He says, wrong, that is what you were doing. I want to know what you were being. I looked at him like he had sprouted horns. I didn't understand where this conversation was going, and I didn't think he was old enough to have such a philosophical conversation. And then he says, you can say you are being happy because you are looking at your phone and you are smiling. You know, Auntie Liz, we are human beings, not human doings. So you always have to tell me what you are being, and then you can tell me what you're doing. I don't think he realizes what he did for me in that moment, but I started questioning most of my actions from that day, and I did it consistently for about a month until it became a habit, something that is so instilled in me right now that I don't even think about it when I'm questioning it. When I'm going to do something, I ask myself, what am I being? Basically, am I being happy? Am I being joyful? Am I being helpful? Or on the other hand, am I being mean? Am I being selfish? Basically, what I'm being has to be something that aligns with where I want to go. So if I want to be someone who is helpful to my society, if I find myself doing something and I feel like I'm being helpful, then that is well on the track of who I want to be, so I'll continue doing it. So that was my aha moment, and it's something you can adopt for yourself. What are you being as opposed to what are you doing? That should be the question. These are the top 5 strategies I want to share with you that are helping me live a significantly happier life since that conversation. and they propel me forward on days when the world gets too much, if I may call it that, when the world gets too overwhelming, too stressful, too demanding. I ground myself and remind myself of these five, and they may not solve the most severe stress-related problems or any mental illnesses. You should please see a professional for that, but they can help in a major way with daily stress. So the very first one is what I just mentioned. Remind yourself that you are a human being, not a human doing. This one has been the most transformational one for me. Whenever I catch myself busy doing, I pause and I ask, what am I being? It has also helped me learn how to choose how I react to the things that are out of my control. And I know that looking inward and correcting yourself can be really hard, but you need to do hard things if you want to be happy in life, because these hard things are ultimately what build you up and change your life from the inside out. Personally, I made that conscious decision to focus on things that bring me more joy, more happiness, more peace of mind, and it's been phenomenally helpful. And a disclaimer here, depression is a medical condition. It's not going to magically be wished away, but if daily stress is at the root of your depression, you need to see a professional before you take this as advice. But it really helps to make it more manageable, consistently prioritizing being over doing can help you cope with less stress. So just a gentle reminder, you are a human being, not a human doing. Be more, do less, and start doing the hard things you know that you need to do for yourself. This will give you a chance to be happier, more peaceful, and relieved of stress. Yeah. Strategy number two. I think I've mentioned this in another podcast episode too. Focus on doing one thing at a time and living in the moment. OG Mandino said, it is those who concentrate on just one thing at a time that successfully advance this world. You know, I used to think one of my superpowers was multitasking. Boy, was I wrong. Multitasking is a lie. It fools you into thinking that you are getting a lot done, yet in actual sense you are making zero progress. Recently read an article where the author said multitasking seems like a core competency for almost any job, yet humans are really not designed for it. I agree. Do not do it. Do not multitask. Focus entirely on just one thing and then move on to the next thing. Like, divide your tasks up in such a way that, let's say, now I'm answering emails, answer emails. Now I'm checking my social media, check your social media. Now I'm writing a report, write the report. Don't say, I'm going to do emails and write my report and check my social media. You're not going to get any of those things done well, my ninja. I'm telling you, the nature of to-do lists is that they never end. There'll always be one more thing to do. So instead of subjecting yourself to that stress of switching between tasks, like your mind, you have just one mind, but it's constantly focused on so many things, that causes a lot of fatigue. So just do one task and let everything else go. When you're done with that task, go on to the next one. Be in the moment with the one task that you're doing. Yeah, even when it comes to cultivating new good habits, like if you want to let's say start eating healthy or start working out or not eat beyond a certain time. Don't try to do everything at once. You haven't been physically active, but suddenly you want to be the one who's running 10-kilometer marathons and eating healthy and detoxing and, you know, doing home workouts on YouTube. Even if you have the determination to pull it off because you want to see results as quickly as possible, you are likely to fail. If you try to improve too many habits at the same time, you're going to fail. Focus on just the one good habit, and after you've mastered that, add another one. The best way, the very best way to work towards a happier life is definitely to focus on just one thing. Work on it, finish it, repeat the process for the next thing. It takes time and effort, but I promise you it will pay off. Just slow down, breathe, review your commitments and goals, put first things first, then do one thing at a time and allow yourself to take breaks. Like, even when you're taking a break, really take a break. Don't take a break and you're still doing something work-related. When you're doing whatever you're doing, just do that one thing. And always remember that results are always more important than the time it takes to achieve them. Like my brother likes to say, Apollo, result is the only truth. So do just the one thing. It will help you relieve the stress. Strategy number 3. Woo! This one hits home. Stop trying to control the uncontrollable. I don't know about you, but I used to get really frustrated when my expectations were not fulfilled. I kind of expected life and other people and myself actually to act according to the norms I've created, and if they didn't, I'd get angry or I'd get really anxious and depressed. But in the end, the world would still go on, and what would I have in exchange? Just unpleasantness and anger. I felt like it wasn't really worth it, and I had to learn the hard way that having control really just means that I can change my reality with my thoughts, emotions, and actions. It means that I have power over them and I can change their course at will. I know most of us would love to be able to control the world around us, but the truth is there are very few things we can control. And in theory, that's nothing new. It's something we are aware of, but emotionally we forget very easily and we end up reacting emotionally to something happens. And logically, you know, you can reason it out and say, you know, this and this happened because I had done this, so that was a logical conclusion. But your emotional self does not know that. You would just get angry or hurt that things did not go your way. So ask yourself, what can I control? In reality, in the external world, nothing. But you can control yourself very easily, and you'll feel better about your life generally if you remember this and believe it. The only thing you can really control is yourself and how you react to the things that happen around you. Ideally, there is an infinite amount of problems and stressful or unfortunate events that could happen, and it's genuinely, it's normal to get emotional when they do, but don't let it steal your joy. I really want you to learn to let go of trying to control external factors that are beyond your control. Focus on being in control of yourself and your attitude towards the things that happen around you. Learn to be okay with chaos and uncertainty and just trust that things will work out. Eventually, with time, with that kind of attitude, we'll eventually feel less stress. On to strategy number 4, stop comparing yourself to other people. I have shared about the psychology behind never feeling good enough, and comparison is one of the main causes of that unwanted ugly feeling. Comparison is the thief of all joy. We get so caught up in comparing our own behind the scenes with everyone else's highlight moments. And I believe that's the reason that we many times struggle with insecurities. And I hope this episode today serves as a reminder that you are walking your own path. I am walking my own path. Person X is walking their own path. Everyone is walking their own path. Ignore what others are doing and achieving. Your life should be about breaking your own limits and outgrowing yourself to live your best life. And I'm not going to try to act holier than thou. We all compare ourselves to other people, and we do this even when the comparisons aren't meaningful, even when the comparisons make us unhappy or they hurt us, even when they don't actually make us better or smarter or more productive. And we seem to be doing it more and more, I think, because social media has given us tools to make it easier to do so. It is terrible for your peace of mind, and it increases stress levels. Focus on being the best you that you can be today, and then focus on being a better you tomorrow, and then even better you the following day, and then even better you the next day. And let your comparisons then be to the best you that you were the day before. Yeah? Comparisons usually leave us feeling like we will never be good enough. It's really not a good state of mind to be in. So stop with the unnecessary comparisons. And my final and probably the most important strategy for this activity, if you want to overcome daily stress and live a happier life, cultivate an attitude of gratitude. It even rhymes. You are meant to adopt it in your life. Cultivate an attitude of gratitude. Yes, cultivate an attitude of gratitude. You know, overlooking everything that's wonderful in your life is a tragedy. You have to do your best and let God do the rest. When you stay stuck in worried thoughts of the life you think you should have, then you end up missing the beauty of the life that you do have. You'll have a harder time ever being happy if you are not thankful for the good things that you have in your life right now. So I'm challenging you, every evening you're done with the day, just write down 3 things that went well during the day and their causes. If you feel like that's too much, just write down 3 things that you are grateful for. You can leave out their causes if you feel that's too much. Personally, I use this amazing app. It's called Presently. I really love it. It's free. It has a minimalist interface. I set it to give me a reminder. It's a simple, non-intrusive reminder to remind me, you know, jot down the 3 things you are grateful for. I've been using it for a couple of months, and I was looking at it recently and I'm like, oh my God, I had forgotten about this. Like, a lot of amazing things have happened this year, but COVID and the lockdown and not being able to access certain things, they've clouded a lot of things and made achievements seem insignificant. And this app has really helped to keep me grounded and remind me of how far I have come. So cultivate an attitude of gratitude. Like we wrapped, cultivate an attitude of gratitude. Yeah, and the stress will melt away. So in closing, I think I should also just share some of the most commonly used successful strategies. Yeah, practice mindfulness, learn to say no, schedule time for your relationships, take the less is more approach, lift up others in a more unfortunate position than your own, build resilience, cultivate healthy relationships, talk and share with others, adopt a healthy lifestyle of good physical exercise, a well-balanced diet, get enough sleep, and last but not least, be kind to yourself. The world needs kindness, and we also need more people who practice kindness, not only towards others, but also towards themselves. Thank you for listening to this point. I love you very much. Stay awesome. Lizzie out.